Hello, this is Gia,
Giselle,
Kylie,
and Carrick.
And this is the Cantos casting from Jackson High School. The Cantos discusses various academic and social and cultural topics relevant to the layers of high school. This week, we are talking about the SAT. Does it equal oof? Please elaborate. Ladies and gentlemen,
I think the SAT does equal oof because it is a very judgmental test. It kind of just throws a number on somebody, more over somebody's name, rather than actually measuring what they're good at. It's a very standardized. You don't get a lot of freedom with prompts or. A lot of the math might be stuff that a lot of students our age haven't learned before. And I think it's really difficult to actually measure how smart somebody is through pen and paper.
I definitely agree with that. I think everyone has smart characteristics about themselves in different areas. And I think that the SAT definitely focuses on just like mainly their like educational ones. And so you can't really measure their IQ, you can measure their test score, but it's not a fair representation of people. For example, like we all know that people who are more wealthy, they have more resources that they can come to get a higher score. So they can get tutors or they can take more classes or just all of different kinds of ways that they can get a higher score, and it's not really accurate to put people against each other who don't have a fair chance.
I agree, and I feel like it's just so unrealistic for a test to possibly be able to measure everyone equally, because we're all born with different brains.
Right.
And the chances that we could all be tested with one test and have the measurement be equal isn't realistic.
Mm-hmm. And I find it weird that colleges are like looking for SAT scores, because if you're trying to go into college for like being a doctor, your SAT score isn't really like gonna matter because you're working on people's bodies.
That could apply to a lot of things.
Yeah, and your reading and math don't really apply to the medical field, really.
I feel like you could probably apply math somehow. But I won't argue with you. But yeah, like if you're gonna be like an artist or something or a musician, you could probably in some way try and like tie reading and math into that. But the skill set, like deep when you get down to it, is totally different. It's about creativity, and I think what the SAT is testing is so like dense and strict, and it's about memorization. Like, how many times did you get on Khan Academy before the SAT? Not, did you read any books and learn any new words? Did you learn anything new?
Yeah,
it's and like relearning.
In a statement by ACT, which is also owned by College Board, who owns SAT, they said that the ACT is committed to ensuring all students like have an equal opportunity, and that's I think that's just lying through their teeth. It's really difficult to give students an equal opportunity when they don't even have an equal opportunity to access resources, like what Kylie said, and it's really difficult when you have colleges like the University of Michigan where they're pretty corrupt when it comes to ethnicity, and it's very hard for a white man or a white female to just get in like without scholarship. I think that all of us can conclude that the SAT is not a functioning measurement of knowledge and ability, and it would be very difficult to set a standardized test for everybody. Thank you for listening.